819, Triple Team Traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Looks like we've got a crash now in Salt Lake City on northbound 15 over to the left, just before you get to about 1700 South's overpass. Again, it's out of traffic, and the HOV lane is still open, but it's adding to some delays that are starting to poke out of downtown back towards 33rd South. You already have northbound 15 delays between Point of the Mountain and Draper that are going to take you close to 15 minutes to get through. And then you've got heavy and slow traffic most of the way from Midvale to downtown, again, as you get into that accident-related delay. Eric Butler.
I-15, no problems in Utah County if you're heading north from Provo to Point of the Mountain. We do have some northbound delays, and they're extending in scope on the 215 eastbound. This is all because of what's really a stalled vehicle's what's happening. It's not really an accident, but it was on Foothill Drive just over I-80, but that shut down one right-hand lane, so now you're going to have to get to your left to go over that. The slowdowns go almost all the way back to 4500 South on the 215 East Belt. Heather?
It's been a much lighter than normal commute in Weber and Davis County all morning long, and right now you're pretty much back to freeway speeds from Ogden to downtown with just a few brake lights around Warm Springs Road, but no problems on US 89 or Legacy Parkway. Get a checking account with rewards to fit your style. My Style Checking from Mountain America. It features customizable rewards like cash gifts, online shopping credits, and more. Details at macu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.